Disagreeing without dividing a Tuesday. Being their series, week 3. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew the tax collector, James a son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, Matthew 10:3-4. I love CNN News. Some of you instantly became so happy reading that, but others are ready to click unsubscribe. Okay, let's try this. I love Fox News. Better? It's easy to think that the world has become more divided than ever, making it hard to live as unoffendable people. But there have always been reasons to take offense, and Jesus' disciples were no exception. Jesus chose 12 disciples from wildly different backgrounds, professions, and political views, and they loved one another. Sure, they had their disagreements, like when they argued about who would be the greatest or most important, but they stayed unified around their mission despite their differing opinions. Matthew even points this out when he describes Jesus calling his disciples. He makes sure to note his own occupation, tax collector, and calls Simon the Zealot. Simon, as a zealot, would have been part of a group that desperately wanted to overthrow the Roman government. Meanwhile, Matthew worked for the government. Republicans versus Democrats, anyone. Despite those very different positions, these men were friends. They served together. They ate together. They did life together. We can learn from their example. We don't have to agree on everything to be loving. And choosing to put aside our differences allows us to make a difference. We can all disagree in love and still not be divided. Jesus' early followers did. Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 through 25. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means, God is with us." When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born. And Joseph named him Jesus. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 10. "This boasting will do no good, but I must go on. I will reluctantly tell about visions and revelations from the Lord. I was caught up to the third heaven 14 years ago. Whether I was in my body or out of my body, I don't know, only God knows. Yes, only God knows whether I was in my body or outside my body. But I do know that I was caught up to paradise and heard things so astounding that they cannot be expressed in words, things no human is allowed to tell. That experience is worth boasting about, but I'm not going to do it. I will boast only about my weaknesses. If I wanted to boast, I would be no fool in doing so, because I would be telling the truth. But I won't do it, because I don't want anyone to give me credit beyond what they can see in my life or hear in my message, even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God. So to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. Three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness." So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses, and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.